Make my shot.
Take a shot. Oh, sorry.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your days are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most unrustled podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Skyler and Andy. What's up, guys?
Nothing much.
Not a lot. Where's your jimmies, yeah. Andy?
No, he has his jimmies. He has sprinkles. No one's going to hear that.
Hear my sprinkles.
No one's going to hear those.
I hope they fucking hear it so hard right now.
Okay. Let's explain.
There was an incident.
Something occurred.
We could probably put this on the timeline on the Facebook page. I consider
right
this a historical event.
Yeah, like this picture right here.
Yeah, picture of those two boxes. Let's get to the story while he's talking.
Okay,
yeah.
So apparently earlier in the week, before this episode, Matt had bought a box of Gorilla Munch cereal with the creepy gorilla face on it. Of Russell Jimmy's.
Mm-hmm.
And he invited me to hang out on Friday with him at his house. So I decided to bring over my own box of Gorilla Munch cereal that I had bought that day before the invitation. And he was going to bring it to the podcast, and I was going to bring mine to the podcast, but we hadn't planned this. So I bring mine over to Matt so we can laugh about it. And as I get there, he's like, "No fucking way." And I'm like, what's the deal? I totally have some already here. And I thought he was joking until we walked into the basement and we both had it. So we realized this had to be like a gangbang joke prank event on Andy. So what we did was we went to Walmart that night. Hey, tell him a story here. We bought a big thing of sprinkles, also known as Jimmies. And we filled a cereal bowl up with Jimmies. Then Matt and I each poured ourselves a cereal or a bowl of Gorilla Munch. And as he walked in, he was just like, what the fuck, guys? You went through too much for this.
Yeah, this was way too much.
We thought the only thing that would make this better is if you showed up with a box of Gorilla Munch cereal. That would have been hilarious.
Dude, that would have been just fucking insane.
Yeah, we would have still been laughing about it right now.
Yeah.
And I thought about texting you and saying, "Hey, bring a box of Gorilla Munch. Skyler will laugh hard." But you know, just it wouldn't be pure.
It wouldn't be
But so we had a pretty good time setting up.
We were sitting down here laughing for a little bit because we were just like, "No way!" We both bought Gorilla Munch cereal.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Now, all right, when you bought this, were you on the hunt for it, or were you at the store and happened upon it and you're like getting it?
Yeah, the second one.
All right,
I was at Hy-Vee and I noticed they had an organic section, and I'm like, okay, cool. They have, like, organic candies and stuff. I guess I'll just, like, poke around and see how much that is. And then I looked around, and I saw that face, that scary gorilla face of that little half smile, like, "I killed my family, and no one will know." Sorry. Now Matt gets that effect, too. So I decided to scoop it up for the podcast. Because I thought it was really funny. What about you, Matt? How did you happen across yours? Or
mine was the first one. I was looking for it.
Were you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I went to the store and I thought, hey, you know, it'd be funny if we had Gorilla Munch cereal.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I went to the organic section of Baker's and I found them. There it is. Mission accomplished.
So I guess it was really just a huge coincidence that I went. Like, and especially on the day you invited me over.
Yeah.
Like later that day. That was a hoot. We had a pretty good chuckle at that.
Yeah. And then we tried to get people to come over for s'mores, and no one wanted to come.
Apparently no one's down for an impromptu s'more fest.
Yeah.
I was a little busy setting up the reckoning.
That's a week away.
What the hell did you set up for it?
The reckoning.
What were you setting up?
Plans.
I made a Facebook event.
I made an event on Facebook.
You're getting free beer.
I know I'm getting free beer, but you know what? You would have gotten free s'mores.
What about you, Camilla? Camilla's here as well. She's hiding in the corner. You just bail on our s'mores for no reason?
She... What?
We could have got you.
There are buses in this city.
You said you wouldn't. You
see,
wouldn't want
what
me
we
to
did was we called Andy first. Well, we texted it. No, you called Andy.
Yeah, I called Andy. I called everyone.
And Andy was
like
Andy was a maybe. So
attention.
We thought you just want to talk while I'm talking. Is that what you want to do? So well, we want to talk. I think, excuse me, I'm doing a story.
I think calling demands more attention. So, yeah, he can't.
So
text.
Andy was called, and then he was on a maybe. So we thought, hey, if Camilla wants to come, maybe she'll drag Andy. Two for one. Yeah, yep. Yeah, you were used a little bit. Yeah. Tom came, though.
No way!
Yeah.
So,
now you wish you would have come.
Yeah. Dick face.
And, Emily Peterson actually thought about it.
Yeah, she mulled it over.
Yeah, she...
When you texted me, I'm like, Pete... She's
it's probably a good thing she didn't come, though. She would have been disappointed.
I
Tom?
Because I told her the people were here.
Yeah, it was me, Tom. Yeah, he did before. It was just me and Skylar, and he said people
I'm
are
like,
here.
Yeah, there's a few Panera people. We're all just hanging out. Yeah. We're all. That implies that there's more than four people. So, like, it was funny because I called her, and I knew she probably didn't have my number, but I had hers. So I gave her a jingle, and it went to voicemail. And instead of leaving a voicemail like, hey, it's Skylar, she's like, hey, Emily, call me back. So she had no idea who it was. And she called me back and she gave me like this really professional, like, hey, this is Emily Peterson. I got a call from this number. What would you like? Like, she was asking like what I needed, and I was like, yeah, hey, I'm surprised you didn't have my number cuz we're such close. It's Skylar. It's Skylar. But she's like, let me think about it. I'll text you whether or not, because I'm going to go home and see how I'm feeling after that.
Well, so, that's not the point that made me think she was actually thinking about it, because you could just say, oh, I'll think about it, like Andy did.
I did think about it.
But she's like, she got to the point, she's like, well, where does Matt live?
Oh, yeah, she asked where he lived.
Yeah, I was like...
She's been...
She actually thought about it.
But that was a very uneventful night.
She thought about it a little bit. So that's not thinking about it. Planning how much effort it would take is not thinking about it, according to Camilla.
Camilla.
No.
Probably if you would have said Dirty Jail Dick was here, she might have came.
Dirty Jail Dick.
See, because that was the point where I didn't know if I was going to be buying beer or not. Because I was like, well, if some people come, I'll go buy something. But only Tom came, so.
Yeah. That's
and
one
his,
of the things.
His small bladder.
That's one of the things she asked me before she asked your address. She was like, "Is there going to be booze?
Is there booze?
Yeah.
Is there going to be alcohol there?" And I'm like,
tell you what, if more people actually say yes instead of maybe, I'll go get
something.
Everyone
was like saying maybe if more people come.
Yeah, we had like five people saying, "Well, maybe if other people go."
We need to.
It's called being spontaneous. All right.
Why don't you be a little fun, Camilla?
We don't have to make a Facebook event for everything.
It's called impromptu.
I do that as a nice gesture so that people know.
Yeah, for a big event, we were
take that
for the reckoning.
Okay, I will change my maybe to a yes if you put a W in front of reckoning.
Oh,
so
that's good.
I will change my maybe on Facebook to a yes. Yeah, that's you're gonna good. Do it now,
yeah.
aren't you?
Yeah, because that's really good. That's really fucking good.
So that was our week's Gorilla Munch and S'mores.
Gorilla Munch, S'mores, Andy.
The reckoning
fucking his deception. Is there going to be a bouncy house? No.
Okay. It was just like a bunch of drunken adults who maybe might throw up in a bouncy house that I would have to clean out.
Matt and I were talking about it, and we're like, you know what? I think that if it was a bouncy house, it would be at least one broken nose, a few black eyes, and maybe a sprained ankle.
I was going to set the over-under at four injuries.
That is really... We're all getting fucking old.
Oh, man.
How do
and,
you
well, that does,
change
does that count a drunk slap from Camilla when you catch her?
What? Does that count?
Does that count as an
oh,
injury?
Oh, the injuries? No, bouncy house injuries.
Okay, got it.
If it happens at the bouncy house...
Because I remember outside of the bowling alley, when I was like, catch me. And you're like, don't do it. It's a trap. Don't do it. And I thought you were joking. So I caught her. And she's like, oh, my God. I thought she was going to slap you. And then I remember the story you had told me.
Yeah.
Because apparently Camilla was really drunk and smacked the shit out of Matt for no reason.
Yeah, it's happened like, on quite a few occasions.
Yeah, it's actually... This isn't a new thing.
this isn't new. Well, I know you didn't do it at the pool party, but that's because...
You had to stop yourself from smacking Matt. Don't slap Matt. We're at his house.
we're at his house. This is the time not to slap him.
This
when
is
he's
his grandma's
over.
Funeral. Come on.
Happy funeral! Catch me! Catch me!
No!
All right, let's get it started.
Voice crack.
Yeah.
Let's get it started, guys.
We'll fix it in post.
No, we won't.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
All right, so the gaming segment this week was provided completely by Snow and Anal.
Woo!
I didn't do a single bit of work.
Nice!
Snowy Anal. I feel like that...
When the burn can... Hold on. When Mother Nature's coolness can heal the burn of anal.
Yeah, we gotta work on that one.
Only Mother Nature can soothe the burn of anal.
There we go.
All right, let's rock and roll.
All right, first off, a rumor. PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale characters and stages leaked. Your attention over here, Skyler.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, I'm on the beta for that game.
Are you?
Yeah, I just downloaded it last night.
Oh, that's cool.
I haven't played it yet, but...
I know for some reason Sackboy from Little Big Planet's going to be in there, which I'm weirded out about.
Are you surprised about that?
Well, how is that going to be a fighting character? Like, are they going to make him giant for everyone else small, or what?
I bet they're going to have different costumes, give him different power-ups or something.
I don't know.
I think Drake in it, or I know Drake's in it, but I just can't see him as a fighting,
he's more of a sneaking person.
You guys want to hear what characters are rumored to be in it?
Yeah. Yes.
Big Daddy, which is confirmed already, so it's not a rumor.
That'll be cool.
Colonel Raddick, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
From which game?
Killzone.
Dante, Evil Cole, Fat Princess, Good Cole.
Goddammit.
Heihachi from Tekken.
Nice.
Jack and Daxter, Kratos, Noriko, Nathan Drake, Parappa the Rapper.
God damn it, really?
Yeah.
That's still a thing?
That was like one of the first things they showed off.
Yeah. Raiden from Metal Gear Solid, Ratchet, and Clank in parentheses because Clank wasn't in the leak. Sackboy, Sir Daniel, Fortes, Sly Cooper, Spike, Sweet Tooth, and Toro.
Where the fuck's Crash Bandicoot?
I have no idea.
Dude. Oh, DLC.
Naughty Dog, gotta get on that.
Yeah, I would really love some Crash Bandicoot.
You want to hear the stages?
Sure.
They have Alden's Tower from Infamous, Blackrock Stadium from Twisted Metal, Columbia from Bioshock Infinite. That's a big stage, entire country.
Yeah.
Dojo from Parappa the Rapper. Dreamscape from Little Big Planet. Franzia from Loco Roco. Hades from God of War. Invasion from Killzone. Metropolis from Ratchet and Clank. Paris from Sly Cooper. Sandover from Jack and Daxter. San Francisco from Resistance. Ooh. Stowaways from Uncharted. And Time Station from Ape Escape.
Did Loco Roco sneak in there?
Yeah.
Yes.
That fucking game. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that game. Oh, my God.
And
you're a blob that bounces around and slides through holes. That's great. Glad that's a thing.
And we have items. We have the Atomizer from Resistance 3, the Bamusu Axe from The Mark of Kree, Boots of Hermes from God of War 3, Dovat Laser Designator from Killzone 3, Freeze Missile from Twisted Metal, Golf Club from Hot Shots Golf. Gravity Shield from Wipeout, Hedgehog Grenade from Resistance, Leech Beam from Wipeout, Murder of Crows from Bioshock Infinite, Railgun from Metal Gear Solid 4, Razor Claws for Ratchet and Clank, RPG from Uncharted, The Scythe from Fat Princess, The Sonic Rift from Mod Nation Racers, and The Spear from God of War.
I think that's so funny that Fat Princess is in there. I'm not sure if you guys ever played that. It was PSP and PS3 download.
George and I played that.
That was a really funny game.
And we have minions as well. We have Athena, Captain Quark, Dollface, Hellgast, Kai, Kat, Kiera, Kia, Kuma, a lot of Ks, Little Sister, Monkey, Murray, Nyx, Pierre, PJ Barry from Parappa the Rapper, Sackbot, Sam, Sully, a worker from Fat Princess, and Zeke from Infamous.
Huh.
I wonder if all of those are specific to the character.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't mix genres.
Yeah, like if you collect that item, your sidekick comes out.
Got it.
That's what would make sense to me, at least.
Yeah.
And finally, in the leak, they have the game modes. Arcade mode, capture the flag, challenge trials, character
capture
trials,
flag?
Countdown attack, free roam, general trials, king of the hill, land game, solo play.
Free roam?
I wonder if this is going to be over the shoulder instead of side-scroller.
No, it's like, it's supposed to be like Smash Bros.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like Smash Bros.
Well, I mean, with...
That's interesting. Yeah.
Capture the flag will be weird.
Capture the flag would, I think that would work easy.
Yeah, I know, but it's just, it seems like with a side-scroller game, it's kind of like a...
I could see that being put into, I could see that being thrown into Super Smash Bros. Really easily.
Yeah.
I have two teams of two.
Just a really long stage.
Yeah, two teams of two, put two flags on the other end. Someone grabs your flag, you gotta kill them.
Hmm. This will be really
interesting.
You gotta kill
them. You gotta kill them.
Zombie. Grill Munch.
Oh, God, I forgot this story was in here. This one's a long one.
We'll
do that last. PS3 neglecting family-friendly genre.
I remember this
by
one. Also brought up by Snow Patrol, as was the last.
Yes. By we.
The PlayStation 3 has been neglecting the family-friendly genre. Worldwide studio boss Suhei Yoshida, that's an I, told Game Informer magazine. When asked about the lack of first-party mega blockbusters due out this holiday season, Yoshida said Sony would be interested in focusing on more broad appeal efforts. He said, "Our strategy for Christmas is to go on big family-friendly titles." Isn't that just wholesome? This is a neglected genre for the PS3, but as it matures, I think it's really important to have these games on the platform.
Buy a Wii.
Buy a Wii.
Yeah, I feel that, I mean, family-friendly games have their place on the Wii.
Yeah.
But, like, I could understand the appeal of having them on, like, the PS3, and that's why you have, like, those stupid trivia games like Buzz or whatever
the
hell it was.
Dude, the PS3 just feels like a adult machine. Like, it's OS, the Blu-ray player.
It's a big boy toy.
The Bluetooth connectivity instead of wireless for the controllers.
Does that make a difference?
Chargeable batteries.
Bluetooth compared to
wireless.
In what way?
If it crosses the same channel that maybe your wireless is using or anything.
I guess I
can
see that.
There's 12 channels of 2.4.
I'm aware of the channels of 2.4, okay? You don't have to tell me about the channels of 2.4. All right, I have a dual band router, I know.
Just saying.
But there's also a lot of things given off 2.4 I just don't see.
Like my dick.
So, like, what do you guys think? Like, where does family gaming belong in the PS3 world? Do you think, like, it just doesn't matter because it's really...
On the move, so no one will play it.
Yeah, like, connect
and then we can shut up about it.
Connect them all.
So this thing could die like a nice death. Well, yeah.
Dude, Sony doesn't really publicly, like, they're just like, what move?
Well, the only reason I guess I'm not thinking about a Kinect, but it's kind of cool that you can do the shouts in Skyrim with the Kinect.
Yeah.
That's like the only thing. It's like just a really good mic is all you really want to use it for.
Yeah, but I can't do that with a good mic. They don't have it set up. You have to have a Kinect. If I was better at like doing computer stuff, I would hack it because Kinect hacks are pretty big.
Well, I like back to the PS3, like family whatnots.
Yeah.
I feel like the PS3, like even Sony, like way back when it was just PlayStation 1, I feel like their main claim was just hardcore gamers, people playing like Tekken and Rainbow Six and Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah,
Ratchet and Clank and Sly Cooper and Spyro the Dragon.
And Conker's Bad Fur Day.
I guess
that
kind
of the PS1.
The way I'm kind of looking at it, because the games I just mentioned, those were pretty much family friendly games.
Crash Bandicoot was.
Yeah, they were kind of like the goofy type of humor.
But now we have this like stigma on family friendly, like it's boring, like Angry Birds.
Yeah, where it has to be.
I guess they didn't say they were tapping into the boring game market.
I'm gonna make a shot after this story, after we get done with our discussion. But I feel like Sony's main thing, especially now with like Assassin's Creed and Call of Duty and Battlefield, like all of it is just like geared towards adult gaming. And there's a reason why a lot of little kids get made fun of online on Halo.
Because they don't shut up.
Right?
Have you experienced those lately?
No, I don't. I don't put my mic in when I'm playing Halo.
No.
Nope. Why would I do that? Nope. I have my mic in if I'm playing with someone I know.
And you just have TeamSpeak.
So I haven't really, I don't think I've had my mic on in a public match in like 3 years.
Damn.
Because all it is like, oh, you noob. Here, listen to the music I'm playing through my headset. It sounds like crap.
Yeah. Here, I'm gonna rap along with it. Someone sign me to a label. I'm so good.
That's what it's like.
But yeah, I feel like kids belong on the Wii.
It feels.
Yeah.
It feels. I lift it up and I feel the weight of grown-up coming right off of it.
I feel like it's an adult. This is an adult diaper I'm holding. Filled
onward.
With spicy
onward.
Tex-Mex.
Andy has to corral us into the next story.
All right, I'm gonna make my all shot. All right,
take a shot. Oh, sorry.
That fit perfect, though. I feel like that's going to be our intro. Yeah. Oh, oops, sorry.
hold on. Those buttons are next to each other.
Do the unzip and then play the goal right after.
Yeah, that works.
That works. hold on.
What? What do you want from me?
What are you doing, Andy?
Andy's plotting over here on the soundboard.
Yeah. Oh, no, so now you're just letting anyone on the soundboard that's not Skylar.
Well, no, he's very confused by it. He's looking at all the names, and I got kind of a system here. They're all sound effects, Andy. Yes, these are
sound
effects.
That's what a soundboard
is.
Yeah,
these are like the literal sound effects here in the middle. Play that one. This one? You want me to play it right now, or do you want me to play it with...
What are you doing?
I don't know. He's planning something here. He thinks it's going to be hilarious.
There's a lot of build up for this. Do you really think it's
gonna
be that funny?
It's gotta be pretty good now. You're gonna Duke Nukem it right now.
You're in year three.
What the fuck is that sound?
What are you looking for?
You use it when we get questions wrong.
Oh, this?
No, it's not the buzzer.
Are you sure it's not this?
No.
What? That's
more of a song sound effect.
Oh, the fail. Price is Right fail.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, you want this.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Hell of a build up to that one.
Hey, that's what she said. All right.
All right, so we're done talking about PS3. JK. Dawn Guard for PS3/PC not announced after 30-day Xbox exclusivity expires. WTF, says the collective PS3 and PC owning world.
Yeah, I'd like that. That'd be nice.
Skylar and I were talking about it. It's kind of dumb when companies like Mortal Kombat did this. Like, they're not exclusive to one console, but then after the game comes out, all their shit's almost exclusive to one console. Because Mortal Kombat released DLC a couple months after it came out, and it was on the PS3, and then they said for the 360, they're like, yeah, it's coming. And I don't think I ever saw it. It may have eventually came out, but I never saw it.
And now you have this happening right now where, like... I read a different article, and it said that it might be coming out in, like, a 1.7 update, so they're going to have to, like, fix all the bugs. But I...
Yeah.
Then there's other articles that are saying that they're releasing comments like, well, it may not come out. I don't know. It might come out with a 1.7, but...
Maybe.
No.
You know,
it'd
be
not.
A fuck you if they just gave it out for free to the PlayStation.
There you go. You waited long enough. You
yeah.
That.
That's what the 1.7 update is Dawn Guard.
I missed the times where, like, Gears of War, the very first Gears of War, their map pack was free because when you were downloading it, it showed Mountain Dew advertisements. But when you actually got into it, you know, there wasn't advertisements in game, but there was advertisements while you're downloading it.
And for what game was that?
Gears of War.
Dude, I would support ads for free DLC.
I would too.
Because you turn off your TV, there's nothing you can do with your gaming system. I'm
yeah,
leave
I usually,
and make a
if there's an update going on, I go over to TV and wait till I hear it over my speakers. And I'm like, all right.
Ding, your update is done. Done by the sweet, sweet, delicious taste of Mountain Dew.
Oh, my God. Your PlayStation starts talking to you. Hey,
you know what you should do today? Go buy some Dial soap. The controller's been saying your hands have been a little bit dirty.
What are you doing while I'm not here?
What are you doing when you turn me off?
It's a web
Andy?
Browser. Huh? Huh?
See, you were looking at... You're looking for pictures of Keira Knightley.
Basically, Pete Hines, the PR guy for Bethesda, was saying, "We have not announced Dawnguard for any other platform, nor have we given a timeline for any such news. If we have news, I promise I'd tell you."
What if the reason they're not doing it? Some guy one night was like, "Oh man, I worked too late." Goes to shut off his computer and accidentally deleted it for like PS3 and PC.
Guys,
fuck!
There was a human mistake, human error, played a part in this. I turned off the computer and didn't save my work. So when are we getting it? You're not. You're not getting it ever because I fucked up.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it sounds like. What he's saying right there.
It'd be a like, death threat from like a comedian. You know, someone would death threat him.
Oh, people give death threats over nothing.
Yeah.
If we were more popular, we'd each have death threats.
I wish.
I know.
Oh, yeah. You look right up at Hannah Montana.
With the googly eyes. Has that picture made it onto our Facebook yet?
Yes, I believe it has.
I saw it.
Good.
Sheer terrifying. A canceled Mohang game collaboration was a first-person shooter, apparently.
That looked like Minecraft.
Now... Here's what's weird is the writer here, Michael Lacerna, is saying that he's surprised he's upset about the cancellation game he never knew about.
That's funny.
But Mohang said that they canceled a game that they were working on with an unnamed third party. Turns out it was a first-person shooter of some kind.
That would have been cool.
Yeah?
I would have played it. Mohang, I respect that game.
Is that Mohang with Notch?
Or? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Mohang Notch?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's his company.
Oh, okay. So, someone bought the Minecraft dudes.
No.
And, like, they got assimilated into Mohang.
No. Well,
yeah, I don't think so. Well, Notch was the one that broke the news, so. Oh, yeah, creator of Minecraft and head of Mohang right here in the
article. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
So
yeah, it's, I mean, maybe Minecraft got assimilated, but it's the same body still.
All right.
Also, in a statement to PC Gamer, Notch also voiced his growing concern over Steam's dominance in the PC market. When asked why the mega popular Minecraft wasn't available on Steam, Notch replied, "As much as I love Steam, I do somewhat worry about PC as a gaming platform becoming owned by a single entity that takes up 30% of all PC games sold. I'm hoping for a future where more games can be self-published and use social media and friends to market their games."
Dude, Steam's just a platform.
Yeah, I
feel like you're reading it.
It goes on to say this: most people seem to sing nothing but praise for Steam, except for EA. So it's strange to hear a PC developer call Valve out. Valve has been pretty consumer friendly.
B Origin.
Oh my god, Origin! It's like, why don't you put that on Steam? I'll play it if it's on Steam.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what: you put Origin on Steam, and then I'll go to the Steam client, which will open up the Origin client. But I don't want to see Origin on my computer.
Like, I want Battlefield 3 for the PC with all the expansions, but yeah. I don't want Origin.
All right, let's go from PS3 to Xbox 360. The Xbox 360 failure rates are reportedly down to PS3 levels, just as the generation comes to a close. Well, at least we got there in the end. As this July
doesn't
marks
matter who finished first, just as long as everyone finished, right? Yeah, that's the Olympic creed.
It is actually kind of the Olympic creed, you know?
As long as
everybody
finishes
you don't want injuries, that sucks.
Don't be a pussy.
As this July marks the 5-year anniversary of Microsoft's incredible extended warranty program for Xbox 360 owners, a survey of 500,000 gamers suggests the Xbox 360 failure rate has finally subsided to the same level as the PS3.
See, I haven't heard of any failures, at least not personally with the PS3, but I've heard of quite a few with the Xbox 360.
The yellow light of death?
I don't even think that's a thing.
Well, apparently in 2010 it was a thing because PS3 had a 10% failure rate.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Like
10? Wasn't Xbox at like 50 at one point in time?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
In 2009, the Wii had a 3% failure rate, PS3 had about a 4% failure rate, and the 360 had a... looks like that's about 57% failure.
Holy shit.
And right now in 2012, the Wii has about a 1% failure rate, and both the 360 and PS3 are looking at about 7%.
I was unaware that the Wii had enough computing power to even do failures.
That the 2010 graph on this graph here, it seriously looks like the Wii had a 0% failure rate in 2010 because it's like laying flat on the bottom of the graph.
Oh my goodness. That's crazy.
But there's another graph that has 360 model comparisons and, like, their failure percentage per year. and then like different colors
yeah.
on the years. And so like if you have a core Xbox 360, like one of the first ones, if you have it all the way up today, you're looking at, yeah, like a 50% failure rate for those.
Oof. But every time you turn it on.
A slim right now, you're looking at a 7% failure rate.
7.
Every time you turn it on, you just get that adrenaline rush. Like, is it going to work today? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, it's fine. It's fine. Whew.
So?
All right.
It's fixed. It's fixed, guys. We did it.
Finally.
Do you think Microsoft lost any money over that whole debacle?
They ended up profiting on the 360, but they could have profited more because it cost them a lot of money to fix all those for free.
I'm sure that probably helped, like sort of like how Netflix was retarded and then brought Blockbuster back to life.
Went full retard.
Yeah, Netflix went full retard, and I feel like that probably helped PS3 grow in popularity.
Yeah, it cost Microsoft about $1.05 billion.
Oof.
Nice.
And still they fucking made money on that thing. Holy shit. Well, we mentioned last week Microsoft just had their first loss. So.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. Maybe they've reached the top of the bubble.
I'm waiting for the day Apple fucking bursts this bubble, dude.
Dude, they're getting big in their britches.
Yeah. Like, if the iPhone 5 isn't revolutionary, I think Apple's just going to...
You know it's not going to be.
They were...
You know it's going to be another Retina display.
Yeah.
Yeah? What's that going to do?
New everything, body, everything.
It's gonna look like all the other iPhones, be a little bit faster.
No.
It's yes, gonna be iPhone 4SS.
That'd be fucking hilarious. The iPhone 4 SSS.
iPhone
4. They said that there's like some sort of patent out that Apple just took out on the game controller.
Oh yeah, they also just acquired a electronic signature thing.
Yeah.
I didn't really read too much in it, but I remember someone saying like Apple, like five other companies that already passed on them before Apple was like, sign them up. Hmm. So.
Well, they bought the Siri dudes back in like 2004, and we just saw it like a year and a half, 2 years. Yeah, like a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. And now it's melted. Yeah. Now it's just filled with ads.
Ads and asking fun questions.
Oh, God. How long are we into this podcast? Yeah, I'm going to have to skip this snow story. Oh,
damn it. Which one was it?
It's about that Kickstarter console and all the problems with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
I know.
All right. Continue.
All right, guys. Let's move on to technology news.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
3 million suckers still pay for AOL dial-up.
I know.
Also a snow story.
This is a snow story.
It's getting cold in here from all the snow.
Yeah, it is.
I was really surprised by that number. 3 million people.
Currently 3.03 million people access the subscriber, which is down 84,000 from the previous quarter and down 400,000 from a year ago.
Dude, still 3 million people. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, at their peak, AOL had 25 million subscribers.
I remember them advertising that.
Yeah, so I know there's some places that you can't really get like broadband internet, but there's also like satellite that's way better than 56K. I also know there's other people who... they're the ones that wear the tinfoil hats. If your country shuts down the internet, you'll still be able to get on and dial up.
Yeah. Dude. 3 million.
He's just shaking his head.
I feel like those are the same people who are on dial up, yeah.
Hey, Audible right now. Look up how much AOL is a month.
Okay.
Fucking curious. I wanna see how much money fucking AOL is still making off of 3 million people.
It's going to be great if it's gone up in price.
I search AOL subscription on Google, and the first two links are how to cancel your AOL account.
Nice.
It's a trap.
Articles are probably from... Oh, wow. They're both from 2012.
Oh.
Well, let's see here. Do you want Advantage Premium, Advantage Plus, Support and Security Plus, or Support Plus?
Let's go Support Plus.
Yeah.
Support Plus, you're looking at $5 a month.
Okay.
Oh, damn. It's just $15 million. Dude, dial-up got cheap.
Yeah, well, of course it did.
It's horrible.
Because if it was, if it was the same price as broadband.
What's the most expensive one, then?
Most expensive one is $15 a month.
What's the speed?
56K.
I see you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
And so you get Norton Online backup.
Oh, no. Oh boy.
Backup on 56K.
Up to 5 gigs backup.
Backup 5 gigs on 56K?
Yeah.
Oh.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to save something, and then I'm going to get its backup. See you next week.
Okay, guys. Do you know what the biggest ripoff in the technology world is right now?
Dial-up.
No.
3D.
No, that's like the biggest sham. It's not something that people are spending a lot of money for.
Isn't a sham a ripoff?
Angry Birds.
Well, it's just it's not as important. Angry Birds. It's not as important as people make it out to be. No.
Oh, I had it. One of those like free online PC scan things.
Finally, fast PC.
You're thinking in the same. The biggest ripoff in technology today is fucking HDMI cables.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Amazon.
Which, by the way, I was looking up on Best Buy HDMI cables. Yeah. I just went to the most expensive one.
$300.
Almost $2,000.
How long is it?
It's like 56 feet, but still, almost $2,000.
I wonder what Amazon.
There's one on Amazon that's huge.
I bought a pack of 5 HDMI cables for $10.
Yeah.
They work perfectly, and that's the thing with HDMI cables. They're not analog. They either work completely or they don't work at all.
Yeah. So
analog actually made a physical connection. Yeah, you needed better ones to make a better connection. HDMI is not that way.
Yeah.
Isn't there one that like on Amazon that's like gold plated?
Yeah, the gold plated, the shielded or something.
Yeah, gold
like that.
Plated. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need that shit. Now there is an HDMI cable out right now that on the back of the box, it's for the Xbox 360. It's a third party one, so don't jump on Microsoft here, guys. It says 100% Mylar double shield 1.3 C grade cable with antivirus protection to reduce virus noises and to obtain perfect image transmission. What?
Virus noises?
First of all, what viruses are coming through your HDMI cable? Second of all, what viruses make noises?
What? When you kill them, they scream. They soundproofed it. God damn it.
Jeez, how much is that?
Oh, let me take a look. The HDMI LX cable for Xbox 360. Let me see.
That's hilarious. But yeah, really, I mean, you only need to pay for length. That's all you need to do for HDMI cables. The longer it is, the more expensive it is. And you need more virus protection for that cable. You need the extra shielding.
Oh, God. I can't find it on like Google Shopping.
I feel horrible for probably because it's a horrible product that's been pulled.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, I just
stops
don't
stops virus.
Oh, it
noises.
Also says superior quality steel connections plated in 24 karat gold.
Yep.
You don't fucking need that.
Yeah.
It's not necessary. It doesn't do anything better.
It's probably not even. They just spray paint it with a brush. Oh, you're gold now.
That looks good. Yes.
Send off. Get money.
Did you send it with the antivirus protection? Antivirus protection.
What if the next cable they make, they're like updated virus protection
song? Yeah. It is. It does have antivirus on it because you can't fucking get a virus through it.
Yeah. Well, what they do
there we
is,
go. They're not lying.
Yeah.
What they do
it's
is
amazing.
They cover it in Purell so you can't get any, you know, viruses from it, like germs. So that's
an
that's
HDMI cable that dispenses soap.
It's just taped on, just a bottle of Purell. Just, okay,
with
good.
A friendly note from the Packer Consuela.
It's like $90.
Have a nice day.
You should bring your own lemon pledge.
This Gizmodo article says these crooks probably went to the Monster Cable Marketing School.
Dude, Monster's a fucking ripoff.
That's the biggest ripoff. And I remember when I worked at Best Buy for about an afternoon.
I forgot that.
They mentioned that they said like when you sell like a 360 or a PS3 or something, Best Buy barely makes any money off of that because they buy it for almost the same price that they sell it for.
Yeah.
Like where we make our money is accessories. Like we buy our HDMI cables for like $5 and sell them for like $40.
That's hilarious. Your taxes this year are going to be like fucking ridiculous.
No, those were my taxes last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
How many W-2s did you have?
8.
Jesus.
You worked at, where was it, Brugger's, Batteries Plus, Best Buy.
How long did you work at Batteries Plus? Sure.
About a week.
Was it fun?
He was just...
No.
That's why he left. No, it was a blast. It was a hoot and a half. It was a bee's knees. What do you want?
I'd imagine...
Was this the 1950s? Shit.
I bet there'd be a lot of downtime.
Eh.
What the fuck did you do?
Sold batteries. What else did I do?
But when no one was in there?
Oh, there was...
Duh.
There was usually a pallet of batteries and shit you had to bring out, so...
Fuck
similar
that.
To Sherwin-Williams. There was always paint that needed to be put out front.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you were to Sherwin-Williams.
I worked there for about a month, all right?
You,
Yeah, I thought that was a solid gig.
You just kept going everywhere looking for Panera.
I couldn't find it.
So you had to make your own.
I couldn't find Panera. Yeah, I had to make my own.
Panera was in your
heart. I infiltrated the place I'm working at now, and once you get promoted, you can make it your Panera.
Now you just need to hire...
You're Skyler.
Yeah. You guys want...
You're Emily Peterson. Be a bitch.
Smoke a lot of weed. Get that jail dick. Yeah. Bring it to work.
Dirty damn jail dick.
All right, you're the new Tom.
Be sure to whine a lot. Maybe use a fake Jew voice. Oi.
And you're out. I'm going to need you to be half retarded and have a goofy eye. There you go.
Go ahead and be Eric Olciano.
I don't have nearly that many employees.
It's all going to be one really fucked up person.
Yeah. Okay. On Tuesdays, you're Loki. On Wednesdays, you're Tom.
We need someone to be Josh. Oh, no one can be Josh.
Yeah, no one
and
can
if
be
you
Josh.
Fuck up, you're fired.
Are you writing this down? Are you?
It's all up here, baby.
Dude, do that to the first employee you hire.
I'm training someone on Tuesday.
Yes, do that to him.
What?
That,
tell him that there's...
Be like, on Tuesday, you're Eric.
I'm going to call you Eric.
You have to call me a douchebag.
But say it with the U being more of an ah. Douchebag.
Douchebag.
All right, so Facebook's value slid by $10
billion. Yeah. They're going
big
down
surprise.
Going down to pooper.
Investors wiped $10 billion off the value of Facebook on Friday, taking the recently listed shares to a new low. They're at currently $22 a share. They started at about $38 a share.
Oof. Spilled some water there.
Yeah, not doing so hot. The biggest concern is Facebook is going to try to make money off of their mobile app through marketing.
Oh, no.
And their mobile app sucks.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
I have it.
Investors are a little worried they're not going to make any money doing that.
Yeah, no one will use the fucking app then.
If it gets...
Well, it sucks now. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it sucks, but no one would use it then.
Yeah.
I'd use the mobile browser then.
Yeah.
That's the... It's kind of hard. Like, either I can just go to Facebook, or I can go to Facebook and then somewhere else.
Yeah.
The hardest thing I'm having now is when I use the Facebook app and I see someone has posted a link I want to go to, I'll click the link. Of course, it redirects me to that. Be careful. Links give you viruses. I'm like, all right, yeah, I know who posted the link. Let me go. And then it'll just say, page not found. The fuck, Facebook?
Yeah, it's because it's not a fucking Facebook page. Why don't you get away from me?
Might I say just liking the Facebook page about this article? Used to be cool, Facebook. Used to be cool.
All right. Hey, guys, Google Plus. You in? Come on, let's head out.
You can stream, stream live video on YouTube now if you use a Google Hangout.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Google Hangout, you can do that. Yeah, I know.
Google's crazy 1 gigabyte fiber internet connection is out today.
Yeah.
Google's unbelievably fast new 1,000 megabyte fiber is finally live in Kansas City. The service has no bandwidth cap, no overage fees, and it'll come with 1 terabyte of free cloud storage.
A terabyte.
What the hell?
That's amazing.
A whole terabyte.
What is it a month? Like 72?
If you just get the internet, which still comes with the 1 terabyte package, it's $70 per month.
That's what it was. But they do offer free internet.
They do if you pay the construction fee.
Which is like $300.
Yeah.
It's a one-time thing.
You get the free. It's 5 megabytes down and 1 megabyte up.
That's still good. 5 megabytes.
Holy balls.
And it's free. Like $300.
And you still get the terabyte with that?
I don't think you get the terabyte with that.
Because, I mean,
but
you could shoot full range movies in there into the cloud with a slingshot and have plenty of room.
You can also break the payment down to $25 a month for the first year with a minimum of 7 years of free service.
That's still, dude, 5 megabytes is fantastic.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's good.
Yeah. See, the thing is, though, if you're going to pay for the 1 gigabyte connection, you got to make sure your computer can fucking handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't just grab any netbook and expect to see those speeds.
Isn't it, you have to use wireless N then?
Yeah, you got to use wireless N. And your modem needs to be up to speed, too. But you'll probably, if you sign up, they'll probably give you a modem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, yeah, it's a cool black box. And it just says, like, Google Fiber on it.
Yeah, they also came out with Google Fiber Television. Hmm. The service is a lot like Google TV, but cleaner. I don't know what they mean by that.
And probably the interface.
Yeah, I guess that could be it. It can record up to 500 hours of HD programs. There will be a remote app, so you can use a remote on the iOS and Android, both of which will have voice control. At some point, they'll get video streaming as well. The TV package will have all broadcast networks along with hundreds of fiber channels. Oh, and the default remote will be a Nexus 7, which you'll get for free when you sign up for the TV package.
Holy shit.
I know. I just packed my bags. I'm moving to Kansas City tonight.
Dude.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, what if Google kills like Comcast? They have the potential.
Yeah. And nothing of value was lost.
Yeah.
And not a single fuck was given that day. I feel like Google constantly has like these things like, because, I mean, we heard about this like maybe 3 months ago, and now it's just shit fan. Here we go. It's hitting.
Yeah, this is going to be just really cool.
I feel like Google has all of these projects like spring-loaded, so they're like world domination is going to happen in about 6 weeks. Boom, here we go.
Damn, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. So I hope it goes over really, really, really well because I want it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it'd be pretty easy for it to get up here because it's Omaha. Like, it's a pretty good area, at least in Nebraska. It's one of the only two.
Yeah, I think if it spread nationwide, this would be one of the cities that you would think would get it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Although, you know, we only have fucking, like, Cox and CenturyLink.
Well, oh, yeah.
That's so, nice. We're missing out on all the other good stuff. Take your shot.
All right.
Well.
Made the quantum leap.
Disappeared again.
I don't want to look this time.
You just want to believe.
I just want to believe I found the wormhole again. There's a wormhole somewhere in that corner that just disappears.
All right. That will do it for technology news.
All righty.
Let's go into news. The newsiest news that ever newsed.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
A crowd of 1,000 people in China watched 18 cops swarm to a scene of a drowning woman. They were there for 40 minutes. And guess what they pulled out?
How many people?
1,000 people.
What did they pull out?
A car.
They pulled out a sex doll.
Nice.
Oh,
and instead of saying there's nothing to see here, they turned to the crowd and said, it's a sex doll that was drowning. And now it's making the rounds, and that's hilarious.
Is there a picture?
Yes, actually. It was
drowning. My god. It's got like a solid head.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a plastic body, like an inflatable body, and it's like a solid. Yeah.
Oh, it has Nadia's name on it. It must be Loki's.
Yeah, I think you mean Randy's.
Oh.
Your parents would love me.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, they probably would.
That was the most awkward thing I've ever watched in my life.
All right, guys. The world's largest lollipop has been made. Broke a Guinness World Record. Guess how much it weighs.
80 pounds.
You're thinking way too low.
800 pounds.
You're still pretty freaking
8,
low.
8,000.
You're getting close. You're too high.
5,000.
You're too low.
6,000. Three short tons.
What?
That's 6,000.
Okay, no. If 3 short tons, if 8,000 was too high, 3 short tons was going to be too high.
What?
You said 6,000?
Yeah, 8,000 to 6,000. So.
Oh, I thought you meant a short ton 7, is 6,000.
No.
Okay. No, higher than 6,000. Lower than 7,500.
7,000.
A little bit higher than 7,000.
7,250. 7,250, Bob.
You guys aren't having fun with this one?
7,251, Bob.
7,003 pounds. Oh, see, man. A little bit higher. You could have gotten that, but you gave up. You gave up, Andy. You're a quitter.
fucking
reason. That's why your mama hates you. That's why we all hate you.
I was going to make a someone's mom's mouth joke.
It's also over 16 feet tall.
That's why your jimmies are so rustled.
Wait, don't put them on yet. Oh. Okay, put them on. Okay, from mentalfloss.com, 18 bizarre self-proclaimed capitals of the world. I think you guys have seen this before, like the butter capital of the world.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. There we go.
So we're going to start off with Pearsonville, California, the hubcap capital of the world.
What a great place. Yeah. I've been there. I got a t-shirt. That'll be what I say for all of these.
Anthony, New Mexico / Anthony, Texas is the leap year capital of the world.
What the fuck?
They have a celebration every leap year.
Is it like right on the...
Yeah, it's on the line.
Oh, okay, got it. I was like...
That's like St. Louis and East St. Louis. Yeah. It's like right there.
All
right. Scottsboro, Alabama, the lost luggage capital of the world.
Hooray. Wait, hold on. Is that because they lose your luggage or because that's where all the lost luggage is
sent? It's probably where it all ends up. Let me see. Yeah, it's where it all ends up.
Hey, look at this. Look at this bag we can go through now.
Man, we got some shirts here. Them French fried potatoes.
Looks like they went to Florida.
Look at that white shirt. Oh, yeah. I don't know,
I don't know any other lines from Sling Blade, so.
Doing a podcast. You could just do like some Ned impressions, like, let's take the shirt.
Willow Creek, California, the Bigfoot capital of the world.
Because people have big feet?
Nope. Bigfoot lives there. Oh. Bigfoot really? Is there. It's somewhere.
He lives there. He lives like right down, he lives next to the Muffin Man.
Why are we looking so hard for Bigfoot? He's right here in a small town in California. The Muffin Man!
The Muffin Man!
Yeah, I was gonna follow up on that, but I was already talking. La Crosse, Kansas is the barbed wire capital of the world.
Because they make it, or they have more prisons?
They claim over 2,000 varieties of vintage barbed wire.
Vintage,
that's
huh?
A fucking museum, then? Is there a barbed wire museum?
I see a big ball of barbed wire. It looks like a huge ball of yarn, but...
Jesus Lord. All right.
Also, unrelated or semi-related note, tetanus capital of the world is right there. So that's good.
Number six, this one isn't, I don't know why, this is weird. Bardstown, Kentucky is the bourbon capital of the world.
That is really random. Oh.
No.
Bourbon. Wow. A whole town of alcoholics.
Rain, Louisiana is the frog capital of the world. See, it looks like, I feel like this should be Cologne, but it's not spelled Cologne. It's spelled colon. Colon, Michigan, the magic capital of the world. Dalton, Georgia is the carpet capital of the world.
What?
Anoka, Minnesota.
So if you slam those together, we got magic carpet capital of the world.
Anoka, Minnesota is the Halloween capital of the world.
I've heard that.
Auburn, California is the endurance capital of the world.
What?
They
we can last so much longer than every other place.
Binghamton, New
Just
York.
Just try it, ladies.
Binghamton, New York is the carousel capital of the world.
All right.
Beaver, Oklahoma is the cow chip throwing capital of the world. That's something you want to be proud of.
Beaver chip which?
What?
Where is that?
Beaver, Oklahoma.
Nice.
Huntsville, Texas is the execution capital of the world.
Wouldn't doubt it.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. Belleville, Dundee, and Elmwood, Wisconsin are the UFO capitals of the world. Dyersville, Iowa is the farm toy capital of the world.
Farm toy? Like
toys on farms.
Okay, got it.
Bloomer, Wisconsin is the jump rope capital of the world. And Lake Tomahawk, Wisconsin is the snowshoe baseball capital of the world.
Snowshoe baseball?
They play snowshoe baseball. They play baseball in the winter and wear snowshoes.
Did you know that Omaha is the Jimmy Rustling capital of the world? Yep, it's because we do it here.
I think we can mark that space right down to right here. I can give you an exact address of the Jimmy Rustling capital of the world.
Yep, boom. In fact, we are the magnetic pole for Jimmy Rustling. Right here, right on this table.
This table is where all the Jimmy wrestling comes together.
If you move the
together.
Table, so does the pole.
Well, then all the Jimmies will mess up like throughout the world, too. That'd be like moving the magnetic pole around. It'd be all fucked up.
The Jimmies.
The Jimmy
softly.
Compasses would be spinning.
There's a disturbance in the universe. The Jimmies rustle saw. Let the jimmies rustle through you.
Thelma Teormina? I hate last names. We should just all have first names. A Houston homeowner pulled a gun on a utility worker installing a smart meter.
All right.
See, the problem here is the electric company wants to install a smart meter in their house, as they have to a lot of other houses, which instead of sending someone out to read the meter, it sends the information wirelessly back to them.
Nice.
She considers this an invasion of privacy. I don't know how.
Yeah. What was she doing that was so private?
It's
her electricity.
Yeah, it's just the meter numbers.
Yeah.
I would consider it more, it's more weird, and maybe in a way you could call it an invasion of privacy if a guy's poking through your yard looking for the meter.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'll see the meter dudes back there some days, and I'm just like, fuck?
Yeah, and like, we moved the fucking meter to the side of my house, and I don't know why, but sometimes it still come up on the deck to read the old meter. I'm like, it's the same fucking meter. We should just get rid of the old one.
Write a note, see other meter.
But so, you know, sometimes I'm sitting in the living room fucking watching TV, and this meter guy comes up on my deck. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, it's the meter guy.
And then that guy's going to be a burglar.
Genitals on the window, just like, it's like.
Oh, yeah, that's the meter guy. Yeah, shake it, meter man.
So I would like a wireless meter. All right, yeah, we get the sound effect.
I'm having too much fun with that.
All right, a man orders a Whopper with 1,000 slices of cheese.
How expensive was it?
You know what? I don't think they say anything about it.
That'd be the first thing I would ask. Well, that is the first thing I asked.
Is it really? Because I don't think we were there, Andy. I think that you should tell us that story. What was the first thing you asked?
It contains 45,661 calories.
How many calories?
45,661. You would have known that first had you not been calling me a dick while I was talking.
Okay, so how many slices of cheese?
1,000. I don't think so, because it says it weighs 13 kilograms.
Oh, thank God. All right.
They really don't give us much shit on this.
I would.
They have pictures of him eating it.
Oh,
did you
take So there's
someone?
A picture of it?
There's a picture of it.
About the price of cheese?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of just guesstimating that it's like, if it's like most places, it's going to be like, yeah, 65, 69, somewhere between there. So it'd be like $600 or $700, $650, somewhere around there.
Ugh.
For cheese.
You guys need to see the picture. Picture of the Whopper with 1,000 slices of cheese next to a normal Whopper.
This Whopper is just like leaning up against a wall. Like it just looks like an unhealthy sandwich. It's like, ugh. Come on without me, man. Oh God, I just need to be here for a bit. But it's like the top half of a burger, and then a big mound of cheese, and then that you don't see the bottom.
Yeah, this is the guy that got the Whopper with 1,000 pieces of bacon.
Oh, this guy's got too much money.
All right, and our final story in news. We got adultery going on here in the podcast.
Camille, you have really soft hands.
Thank you. I use cocoa butter.
Cocoa
from
butter.
The lotion that she was rubbing my penis with.
Got it. Hey, why don't you shut up and eat your jimmies?
That's your penis is nowhere Skylar hasn't been before.
What?
It's not somewhere Skylar hasn't been before. You said it like it was a bad thing. Like he was gonna be like, oh no, it touched your penis.
Oh.
Skylar touches your penis.
See, no,
it's not
I touched his
see,
butt.
See, it's not
That's
funny
not
when
gay.
I have to break it down.
It's not gay if I just touch his butt. Like
well, it's not gay until the balls touch.
You know what was a little bit gay? When I was trying to take an order on the phone and you were dry humping the fuck out of me.
Does that mean you're Steven?
That was you.
That was me?
That was you.
I feel like that was actually a personal call. Or was that an order?
No, it was an order.
Okay.
I was writing stuff down.
Sir, are you being dry humped?
Trying to write stuff down.
Trying to place an order here, sir. Are you being dry humped at this moment? Would you like me to call back?
Please don't leave me.
Tell you what, I'll go in the bathroom. Call me on my personal phone. He won't find me there.
Please leave me Good alone.
All right, so for the final story news, we are going to go to Florida. A pork rinds argument leads to a neck stabbing in a North Florida nightclub.
So apparently, before we start this, Tam Cardwell lives Tam, the guy who's here on occasions, he lives near, like, near, or he used to live near Florida.
Okay.
And branch of his family, their last name is Williams. So we need to look out for Williamses and let Tam know that some of his family has been on What the Florida.
Well, see, the man named Edward Hooks, who was the victim, was playing dominoes with a Wilmore Trawick. Close. Trawick goes by the nicknames Cowboy and Wyatt Earp.
Right.
I don't know the last one. What's a Wyatt Earp?
Wyatt Earp is a cowboy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a famous cowboy.
Unaware of that. According to the Northwest Florida Daily News, the two men began arguing over who owned a bag of pork rinds. And also over a missing cell phone. The disagreement escalated to violence. In true cowboy style, Trawick smashed a beer bottle and jammed the broken remains into Hook's neck.
Jesus Christ.
Police arrived to find him bleeding on the floor.
So Cowboy won?
Cowboy did win, until he was caught 20 minutes later in the restroom of a fast food restaurant. See, he had escaped by bicycle, so he knew he wasn't going to make it that far compared to a car.
Oh my God.
Dude, I could get pretty far on a bike if I was fucking booking it.
Yeah, but not as far as a car would if it was booking it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's the difference between, like, 2 miles and, like, 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you could take the bike and book it to a car and then drive off.
Yeah, but...
And then book it to another car next to the interstate.
Now, okay.
So I got this planned out.
And then take a plane with the hostages on it to
No. You don't want to cause that much commotion. You don't want to have hostages. I'm trying to get away, not look for... Attention, damn.
You gotta get two hostages.
Nah, you don't need any hostages.
Really? Sure?
No, I'm positive.
Alright.
Because then people are gonna be looking for those hostages.
You just ship them back after you're in Tijuana.
Yeah, that'll work. Hey, I'd like to ship a person back.
You just tell them to be quiet or you kill them. There you go. Maybe you scoot them over across
when the
border.
They show up dead on someone's floor, on someone's doorstep because there wasn't any air in the box. I think they're going to wonder what happened.
What do you mean? Like, I'm not thinking it through. Like, I'm not going to put an air hole in there?
Well, then someone's going to look in and be like, hey, there's a dude in here.
No, you surround him in packing.
So
you got to do UPS. They'll pack him up nice.
No, we can't ship bees, so I know we can't ship humans.
Bees?
Bees. Yeah, someone tried to ship a live box of bees.
How secure was this box of bees?
They were in little cages. They were in little cages, the bees. Like, he showed me.
Oh, like, are you talking like individual cages?
No, they were individual cases. They were little bee-sized cages for honeybees.
That is hilarious.
It was.
That's crazy.
That is also, like, I mean, if the cage is detached in, like, little carriers, that would be adorable.
Yeah.
I would invest in it.
Oh, shit, I dropped it.
I got a bumblebee. Ooh. Gotta feed a bumblebee stuff. Here, have some bacon.
So, Trawick was arrested on charges of aggravated assault. There's no word on the pork rinds.
That's ridiculous.
I
know.
Dude, is there, were they taken as evidence?
Merca.
Merca. I love how it's like it was America.
Yeah.
No. It started America, and then it's America, and now it's just Merca.
Merca.
When is it just going to.
Erica.
Erica.
Rucka.
Mer.
We were given Jesus. Jesus, frankincense, and myrrh. Yep. Biblical on your ass. You only did that because you were in charge of the soundboard. Now the truth really comes out.
Oh, I'm in charge of the soundboard. No. We get.
Oh, God, they know.
Now the show's not as funny when they know I'm running it.
Why are you eating his jimmies when you still have plenty?
These aren't jimmies. All right, so we're going to end the podcast because now we're just eating cereal.
Gorilla Munch.
Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc, that's number 3, PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. Find us on YouTube, search 3hitcombopodcast. Find us on gpxgaming.net and go to 3hitcombopodcast.blogspot.com.
I will give you a $2 bill if you put that all in your mouth.
I can't put it all in my mouth. Like, my mouth isn't that big.
So, for Skylar and Andy, this is Matt signing out.